This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, people far and near, and happy to be here as we come together to practice mindfulness. And if you come to my classes, I always say the same thing, which is mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. Today, I wanted to do a practice that is a practice I have been using a lot these days, and it's a practice that cultivates equanimity. And I think if you're familiar, equanimity is that quality of balance of mind, of even-mindedness, a mind that can be okay amidst the changing nature of life, the ups and downs, that there's a place inside us that has this balance, even when there's extreme challenges. And it's a practice that I use a lot, simply just like reading the news. I use it when I'm just having a moment in the course of the day, and I do it as a meditation practice too from time to time. And so equanimity, it's this quality of balance, and it's cultivated a lot through our mindfulness practice. So it's really inherent in the mindfulness practice. And when I use that definition of willingness to be with things as they are, or willingness to be with that experience, that is the quality of equanimity. The equanimity is that quality of like, okay, I'm meeting my experience in the present moment. I'm open, I'm curious, I'm right there with it, and I can be with it as it is. And as you practice mindfulness, you will find that that equanimity factor in your mind or state of being grows. Because when we're sitting here and we're meditating and there's just like a, you know, you have a difficult thought or unpleasant physical sensation or something annoying from the outside, we don't react. We might have an internal reaction, but it's not like we stop meditating because someone's noisy or because we're having a difficult emotion. I mean, it can happen, but for the most part, what we learn to do is be with it and go, oh, okay, sadness is here, or this ache in my body is here, or the loud leaf blower outside, I can be present with it. And as we learn to be present with it, equanimity develops. And so cumulatively, as you meditate over time, you will find that your equanimity grows and grows. And as I think many of you know, there's a specific practice that cultivates equanimity, and we're going to do that as well. So we'll start out with some mindfulness to keep the equanimity, get it going, get it started, and then we'll do this specific practice. Okay, so settling back and getting comfortable. Whatever posture you're in, and whatever, you know, furniture you're on, chair, cushion, table, floor, couch, bed, finding a place of ease to settle your body. Back upright, but not too rigid or tight. Hands resting where they're comfortable. Eyes can be closed, and if you don't want to close your eyes, looking downward so you don't get distracted. We can start with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. With each breath, inviting in a bit more ease, restfulness, relaxation, coming more fully into the present moment. And you might gently scan your body, noticing if there are any areas of tension or tightness. And if you feel that, Maybe there's a constriction somewhere or a tightness. See if you can soften a little bit. You can breathe into that area or imagine sending breath into the area. Sometimes just by noticing that there is a contraction, it allows the release. And just have a sense of the body getting soft and easeful. And there's still alertness, awakeness, but there's not a rigidity to it. And feel your feet connected to the ground. Feel that support. Now let's turn our attention to the sounds around us, sounds in the room or outside the room. The sounds are coming and going. Listen to the sounds as if you're listening to your favorite music. Curious, open. Sounds coming and going. Not getting lost in a story about liking or disliking the sound or thinking that you have to figure it out. That's extra. The direct experience is the sound and the listening to the sound. And the stories we make, it's normal if your mind makes, has a few thoughts related to the sound, but see if you don't pursue them, don't go down that road. See if you can just go back to the listening. How does listening meditation make you feel? Some people find it actually very soothing. It's one of their main practices. And other people don't like it at all. It can feel annoying. It can also vary from day to day, or you might feel neutral about it. But just to notice, what's my experience of the listening meditation? Is it helping create more ease, more equanimity, more peace, or not? May not be. And then turning your attention to your body and feeling your breath in your body, the rising, falling of your abdomen or chest. Expansion, contraction. Or the in and out sensations at your nose, coolness, warmth, tingling. So we'll focus on something. One of these areas we can pay attention to our breath in our abdomen, chest, or nose. Or if you found it enjoyable, or that's what you tend to do, then you can go back to listening to sounds. Staying with the experience, breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, and the next begins. And then you may find that you're with a breath or two, or a sound or two, and then your attention gets pulled away, planning, remembering, imagining, and so on. And if that happens, So that's what happens to everybody, more or less. It's very normal. There's nothing wrong with a wandering mind, and it's really part of the process of meditating. That moment of noticing that you're lost in thought is a moment of mindfulness. You can say thinking or wandering, and then bring the attention back to the focus. So for this first part of the meditation, let's stick to the basics, staying with our breath or the sounds, attention wandering, and then coming back to whatever your main focus is, your home base. Other things may arise. If they're in the background, let them be in the background. If they're very obvious, notice them, feel them, sense them, experience. That might be an emotion or a sound pulls you away, or thought, or body sensation. They all might come up in a very obvious way. So notice them, give them a little space, awareness, attention. You can always bring kindness to yourself if you're having a difficult experience. And then find your way back to your home base. Let that be a place of refuge and a kind of a development of equanimity. That's the place for it right there. Okay, so I'll be quiet for a while as we practice this. As we continue meditating, we're going to shift to the equanimity practice. So, just sensing how you're doing at this point in the meditation. You can even notice for yourself, do I have much equanimity right now? Is there some balance, ease? There may or may not be. So, just to notice. Notice what's here for you. See if you can let whatever is here be here. So, to practice equanimity, we start by bringing to mind a time in our life where we think we might have had equanimity. When did we have some balance of minds, of even-mindedness? And it might have been something kind of dramatic, but it could also have been something very, very simple when you reacted differently to something than you thought you would. You had more ease, more balance, more calm. Could have been just the other day. It could have been something you remember in your life. You may not be 100% sure, but just the closest thing that you can imagine or remember. So see if you can bring that situation to mind. Where were you? What did you see or hear? Anything specific about the time or place? And what did it feel like? See if you can remember what it felt like really in your body when you had this even-mindedness, this balance. You handled a situation better than you thought you would. You were calm, not so reactive. What did that feel like? And so, as I ask that question, sense into your body and notice, like, well, there was ease, or there was spaciousness, or solidity, or groundedness, calm. And let yourself come in contact with those feelings that you had at the time. And as if they were present right now, we can even say, like, maybe you brought that memory up. We can say words like, I could be with things as they are. Things were as they were, and I could be with them as they were. As I say these words, you can repeat them, or you might have your own words. I could be with you as you are. I could be with myself as I am. And take a breath and notice the qualities that are present. Notice what's here as you remember handling this, and as you even almost like you're imagining it right in this moment. I can be with things as they are. And then feel your feet on the ground. Take a breath. And let's bring to mind now something that's a bit more challenging, something where it's hard for you to have equanimity. If you've never done this practice before, I recommend starting with something kind of moderate or not too intense. If you have experience, you can go for something more intense. So it could be something in your life. It could be a person you're dealing with that's challenging. It could be an aspect of yourself. It could be the global things out in the world. It could be, it could be anything that's hard to have equanimity, but also be careful because it's not, some things are very intense, is my point. So just take a breath, choose something you want to work on. Feel your feet on the ground. Bring to mind the situation, the person. Notice how you feel as you think of them or the situation. Maybe there's a contraction, tightness, frustrated feeling. Just taking a breath, letting yourself be where you are. We can say similar phrases. Things are as they are. Things are as they are. May I be with them as they are. Might be different words that are required. You are as you are. May I be with you as you are. I am as I am. May I accept myself just as I am. As you're saying the words, there might be one that really lands for your situation, or really you feel the contact with that equanimity. So things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. And as you're saying these words, and you just start repeating them slowly, but also sensing into yourself as you see them, remember before you could, right? You remember in that last situation, you were able to do it. So see if you can at least bring even like a teeny bit of that to this new one. Things are as they are. May I be with them as they are. I'm taking a breath. May I face the situation with balance and even-mindedness. May I know I can handle this with grace. What words do you want to say? It might be as simple as this too shall pass, or I'll get through this. Or I don't know, you have your own words, so see what feels right. I'll repeat my words or yours as you take a breath. Notice your feet on the ground. Notice how you're feeling. Maybe there is equanimity here. You're able to kind of bring it in. And maybe there's not. So if the equanimity is here, let yourself enjoy that quality, even if it's just like a fingernail of equanimity, like a tiny bit. I can be with things as they are. I can. May I one day be with things as they are. If equanimity is not here, notice what is here, letting whatever is here be here. There's nothing wrong with not having equanimity, it's pretty normal. And lastly, equanimity doesn't make you a doormat. Just because you're being with things as they are, it doesn't mean that you're gonna not act if you need to take care of something that's important to you. So just allow yourself from a place of equanimity. Is there an action I need to take connected to this thing I'm working on? Ask yourself that question. From a place of equanimity, is there some action I need to take? And you can even imagine yourself acting or behaving or speaking. Or treating yourself in a certain way, but notice how you might act connected to it. Notice how you're feeling. Let whatever is here be here. If you're feeling the equanimity, let it be here. And if you're feeling something else, you can say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with awareness and kindness. Let's notice our feet on the ground. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation.
Thank you, Diane. I have a question.
Okay.
Is there any thought about having drop-in meditations on campus like you had before COVID?
There is thought. Let me do this. Let me wrap up and then I'll answer. I'll stay on for a few minutes for questions. How about that?
Okay.
I just want to say, because people may have to go because it's 1 o'clock Pacific. So just want to say, I hope this meditation is helpful. I find the equanimity meditation, like I said, really, really important for me right now. It just helps me keep a balance of mind. And so you can keep going with it. And you can also do it in the middle of the day. You're feeling some stress. You can just say things are as they are, maybe with them as they are. But as I said, it's not passive, right? So just to clarify that. So upcoming events, it's just we have a lot going on. Serena's going to post into the chat all sorts of upcoming events. We do have an event in person on Wednesday in Los Angeles. Sorry for those of you who are not in Los Angeles, but those who are at the Village Well bookstore on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewing someone who just wrote a book called Mindfulness and Democracy. And so if you want to come, that's going to be an interesting event. And hopefully we're going to get an online version of that too. So the people who are far away can hear him too. It's a really great book. Okay, so I'll stay on for about 5 or so minutes. And the first question is, are we going to do drop-ins on campus? Our center is a lot smaller than it was, and it's possible that we could. I mean, I have to kind of figure it out, but I know there's a request for there to be more in-person things. So I hear you, Maurice. I'd love to be able to say, yeah, definitely. But of course, there's the Hammer Museum Thursday drop-in, which is in person. But I'd love to. It's something we're thinking about and trying to figure out how to make it happen.
Could I ask also about day-longs that might be coming up for online people?
I know. I do have a day long. I think it's in the newsletter. It's something I'm doing through Spirit Rock. It's just a beginner's day long. I think it that's coming up in May. I think in May.
Okay.
I do want to have an online day long just for through us. So stay with the newsletter and we'll know more. It's May 30th at Spirit Rock. Marv, I think is coming back next week. I don't want to promise it, but I'm pretty sure he'll be back next week. I think unless he goes back into another retreat, which with him, you never know, but I believe that he will be back. Yeah. Any other comments or yeah, Serena was saying keep an eye for our newsletter and we'll have more details coming out.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, Ellen. Oh, you were saying goodbye. Oh, I think Nancy had her hand up. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Diana. It was so amazing and so helpful. I know I've heard it before, this from you, but this was extraordinary as well. I so loved it, and especially extraordinary to actually switch the equanimity and when I felt ease and comfort and however I expressed it, floating or surfing in a good way, to actually bring it to something I'm frightened of or uneasy. It's such a wonderful way of handling it.
Well, good. I mean, just keep working with it because it's like you kind of get it going. Just like when we do loving kindness practice, you get the kindness flowing and then you can send it to difficult people and places and stuff. But with this, the equanimity, it works in the same way. So, yeah, it's like
And I
you.
just remembered, oh, sorry, I just remembered before I forget, you said that something could help you to the equanimity. Is that the listening to what's happening around me? You mentioned it today. Listen and see if that's helping you. Listen.
Oh, yeah. So some people do listening meditations and it's like really soothing to them and calming. And other people do the listening meditation, they hate it because it's just like annoying.
In
So
terms
it could be causing more equanimity or could be undermining your equanimity.
just listening to what I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. No, it was helpful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. My pleasure. Is Ellen still on? I saw a hand. I think she might have jumped off. Anything else? It's good to see. I see so many familiar faces and a bunch of people I don't know, but I hear that Marv is fantastic. I know that because Marv and I have been teaching together for 30 plus years. So, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Diana.
Well, in that case,
Thank you.
I'm around and might have a Wednesday group, so you can always, I see a lot of you there, but you're welcome to come on Wednesday, and that's when I tend to teach more of. And
You still have flop breaking.
sorry.
Probably.
Anyway, I think someone's saying something else. Okay, great. Glad someone found benefit from equanimity. Take it with you. We need equanimity right now. It's a time of no, like the world is so chaotic. So finding that inner strength, inner balance, even-mindedness, really, really key right now. Okay. So leave you with that. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.